a negative term. I mean, it's mm-hmm. used negative, that the person is not on the up and up or not what you expected him to be.
Does
or
it mean
that he talked too much or probably meddled too much.
Mm-hmm. Is it something that blacks say to whites, or could anybody say it to anybody?
I believe anybody could say it to anybody, but I don't believe it would be a commonly used term.
And how would they say it? They'd call somebody?
A peck of wood.
Okay. Do you know a name for a very big woodpecker, like about the size of a chicken?
No, I don't believe I do.
Did you ever hear, let's see, some people call it a Lord God, some call it an Indian hen, some call it a woodchuck. Yellowhammer is supposed to be a large woodpecker.
I'm not familiar with different ones.
Okay, I've never seen anything but the old red-headed one myself. Oh, and then what is the black and white animal with the bad smell?
Polecat.
Mm-hmm. Another name?
Skunk.
Did you ever hear of a civet cat?
No.
They know that one in Arkansas, but I don't think they have them in Georgia. What kind of, if you were talking about animals that came and raided the hen roost, what would be just a general name for all of them? I'm going to go shoot those.
Polecats.
Well, what would mean all of them, like foxes and possums? And
chicken-eating animals.
Do you use the word varmint?
Not very often. We use the word varmint more as a joke than anything else.
Would you use it for people?
Yes, we'd say that so-and-so is a varmint.
Which I guess is not a nice thing to say.
Not a nice thing at all.
Right. And then the little bushy-tailed animals in the treetops are?
Squirrels.
What color are they?
Well, as far as I know, a brownish black color.
Mm-hmm. Are there different types?
Possibly, yes, because there's a tree squirrel and there are others, but I don't know the names of them.
Are you familiar with red squirrels?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Fox squirrel, cat squirrel, you know those?
I've heard of fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about the little animal that we do have here, but I don't think they have in South Georgia, with the stripes down its back that runs along the ground?
Lizards?
No, it's an animal. I think it's in the squirrel family. Cats get them. They dig up your garden or make holes.
Moles.
No, they're just little bitty things. I haven't seen one lately, but I've certainly seen many of them around here in my lifetime. Chipmunk?
I don't believe we had them much.
Hmm. What would you call them if you had them? Nothing?
I don't believe so.
Would you say ground squirrel?
Not that I'm familiar with.
Okay, you just don't know the...
Mm-mm.
Have you seen them at all? Have you seen them here?
No, I haven't seen them either place that I know of.
I guess there's so many cats around here now that they keep them at bay. They're cute, but they're destructive little things. What are common kinds of fish that you find around Harris County?
Well, I believe people fish for brim and trout.
Mm-hmm.
Cat. Brim, trout, and cat.
Any others?
Not that I'm, you of course can buy snapper in the stores and new, or rather, within the last few years I have heard of it, turbot.
Oh, yeah. Is that an ocean thing?
It must be, because I believe all I've seen have been frozen, and I'm sure they must have been shipped in.
I think I've eaten it, but I don't know where it comes
from. I've eaten it too, because I bought some, but I don't know about it. As I say, it seems to me that I have just seen it within the last several years.
Mm-hmm. What are snakes that you have around home?
Green snakes, rattlesnakes, chicken snakes.